From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. In Afghanistan today, a car bomb exploded outside a bank in southern Helmand Province, killing 34 people and wounding more than 60 others. As both civilians and security force personnel lined up to collect their pay, there was no immediate claim of responsibility. The deadly bombing came ahead of Sunday's Eid festival, which marks the end of the holy Islamic fasting month of Ramadan. Helmand is the largest Afghan province, where most of the territory is controlled or influenced by the Taliban. Estimates from the British government show that 600 other high-rise buildings in the country could be covered in similar cladding to that used on Grenfell Tower, which became engulfed in flames last week in London, killing dozens of people. British Prime Minister Theresa May spoke with lawmakers early Thursday about going forward.
I also met a group of residents in Kensington who I then invited to come to Downing Street last weekend. I returned to Kensington again last night to hear directly from them about the progress that we are making. Mr. Speaker, what became clear very quickly is that the Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea could not cope, and it is right that the Chief Executive Officer has now resigned. It is also why I set up the Grenfell Tower Recovery Task Force, which I have been chairing personally.
British Prime Minister Theresa May. A car filled with bomb material exploded in the Somali capital Mogadishu Thursday, killing at least 8 people and wounding 4 others. A reporter for VOA Somali Service says the attack targeted a police station. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the militant group Al-Shabaab regularly targets government buildings and places where government officials are known to gather. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. European Union President Donald Tusk says Brexit could be reversed as the EU looks to the future. Tusk spoke to reporters Thursday before the start of a 2-day EU summit in Brussels, where leaders are gathering amid growing confidence in a future without Britain.
We can hear different predictions coming from different people about the possible outcome of these negotiations. Hard Brexit, soft Brexit, or no deal.
Prime Minister Theresa May is due to brief her EU peers later Thursday, hoping to convince them she can still cut a divorce deal after a disastrous election left her short of a parliamentary majority. A new report finds millions of children in Iraq are emotionally and physically damaged by more than 3 years of war, a conflict which it says is reaching unprecedented levels of violence and abuse. Get more on the story from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund reports that millions of Iraqi children are trapped in an endless cycle of war, violence, and poverty. Over the past 3 years, UNICEF reports more than 1,000 children have been killed and more than 1,100 maimed and injured. It says more than 3 million people have been displaced by war, half of them children. While fleeing, the agency says more than 4,650 children have been unaccompanied or become separated from their families. UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouillerac tells VOA that separated children face many dangers.
And they are scattered among host communities and camps. And children who are without adult caregivers, they face greater risk of being sexually exploited and abused or becoming victims of human trafficking.
The report says the current military offensive by Iraq to retake Western Mosul from Islamic State militants is opening the children to many horrors and atrocities. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Iraqi generals say Islamic State's destruction of an iconic al-Nuri mosque in Mosul is a sign that the militant group's power in the city is coming to an end. Soldiers in Mosul tell VOA that the Islamic State wanted to destroy the mosque in advance of an Iraqi and coalition victory over the group in Mosul. Iraqi forces have been working to eradicate the terror group from one of its last strongholds in the city. The Islamic State news agency accused U.S. aircraft of destroying the mosque. U.S. and coalition officials quickly rejected the terror group's assertion. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.